smart.
FM. Welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. I'm your host, Chase March, and today I want to look at the first rap song ever. A lot of you are probably nodding your head right now, listening to the track in the background and saying, yep, that's it, Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. But you'd be wrong. That wasn't the first rap song. It was the first one that many people heard. It was the first one to achieve commercial success, but it was by no means the first rap song. Finding the first rap song can be a bit tricky though, simply due to the definition of what is and what isn't rap. I don't like to think about rap music outside of the culture of hip-hop. And if you're a fan of this show, you already know that hip-hop started to solidify as a culture in the early 1970s. It didn't start out as rap music either. It started with the DJ. Rappers weren't even around at the start of the culture. That's something that's often forgotten in this day and age where it seems like rap music has just always been around. Maybe it has been. The first commercially recorded rap songs started to emerge in 1979, fairly recently if you think about it. But there are songs that predate this recording that sound rather rap-like. In fact, there's even an athlete who's often credited as being the first rapper. He didn't record any songs, but we have quite a few audio tracks of him saying rhymes that could easily fit to a beat. He probably could have been a rapper instead of a boxer. I'm talking about Muhammad Ali. Here is one of his famous speeches.
Last night, I had a dream. When I got to Africa, I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I've murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet. When George Fulmer meets me, he'll pay his debt. I can drown a drink of water and kill a dead tree. Wait till you see Muhammad Ali.
Was that rap? I don't know. We can definitely see comparisons of what we know about rap music with what Muhammad Ali did in that brief rhyme. He tells a story. It rhymes, it has some rhythm to it, he has a larger-than-life image behind the words, they evoke a feeling, but isn't that what all poetry does? Muhammad Ali was an athlete. He liked his wordplay as much as his fancy footwork and punch combinations in the ring. He was a poet, but I don't think we can call him a rapper. I was watching a documentary recently and there was a quote in it that said, "You can't become what you do not see." In terms of hip-hop, seeing a black man being confident, using words creatively, and excelling in his sport probably did have an impact on the first rappers that we would probably agree upon. But right now, I want to go further back in time. Muhammad Ali was in his boxing prime in the 1960s. I'd like to go back another 10 years and look at this record. It's called Big John, and it's by Jimmy Dean. This is Chase March, and we are exploring the roots of rap music today in this edition of Know Your History. Perhaps this is the first rap song.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies one hell of a man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
What do you think? Is Big John by Jimmy Dean the first rap song? It has some elements of modern rap music in it, and unlike the Muhammad Ali clip I played earlier, this one is set to music. It wasn't merely a poem or a recited rhyme. The music and vocals work together. They're intertwined. They're one. In Book of Rhymes, The Poetics of Hip Hop, Adam Bradley writes, "Rap is not speech exactly, nor is it precisely song, and yet it employs elements of both," end quote. An exact definition of rap is pretty hard to come by. It's not simply talking over a backing musical track. Rappers can use cadences, rhymes, and all sorts of poetic devices in their music. The key word here is music. Big John is music. Is it hip-hop? I don't think so. I think we need to look at the birthplace of hip-hop. It was born in New York in the 1970s. Some people peg the official birthday as August 11th, 1973. On that historic day, DJ Kool Herc threw his first party at 1520 Sedgwick Avenue in the Bronx. Hip-hop still didn't have a name to it at this point, but I definitely agree that this was the start of the rich culture we all love and enjoy today. Still though, some of the elements of hip-hop were around well before this. 5 years earlier, a group was just coming together in Harlem. They dropped their debut album in 1970, 9 years before the first commercially recorded rap song. Let's play a song from that album right now. This is New York, New York by The Last Poets. Maybe this is the first rap song.
New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York,
the Big Apple.
New York, New York,
the Big Apple.
16 million feet. Nationals, Tom McCann's, floor shine, stepping on each other, rejoicing over the death of one nigga toe. Cold, callous feet trotting up and down synthetic avenues, streets and gardens. Gardens that grow shit. Gardens where putty-faced beings sit emotionlessly, admiring bastard flowers. New York, New York. A prerequisite to America, a disguised sin, where some brother from that closed southern shit comes to some open northern shit for a vacation. For an opportunity. An opportunity that knocks up sisters and knocks them in the head. For an opportunity that takes them home with dope in the arm and Clairol on the brain. New York, New York. New York, New York. New sameness, new food, same shit. New car, same gas without platformate. New love, same neurosis. New installation, same hoes. New hairdos, same minds. New style, same influence. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Where jive madam farmers are running around, shaking hands with all the grassroots people. never getting choked by the brass. New York, New York, where Queen Liberty Ten Shit is standing in the middle of pea green water, telling her brother he's liberated. Yeah, he is liberated from the old Mississippi to the new Mississippi. New York, New York, the big apple. Where freak-looking filthy white rodents are running around, spreading new kinds of venereal diseases, talking about we love everybody. We love everybody. New York, New York. Watching movies marked adults only when it should be for kids only. The A train, the D train, the F train, that underground undercurrent, steel-plated frame, unworkable air vents, ass-aching benches, and then there's that corny paraphernalia all over the interior. Inside of this, there's a brother being soaked in by that shit on the wall, suffocating from bad breath in the air, in pain cause some white jackass is riding on his foot. New York, New York, the Big Apple. New York, New York. While on the train, you see young and old, white wrinkly faces peeking over crooked shoulders and under cardboard hats poking their noses at you. Vampire eyes staring at you, wondering who you are. New York, New York. An exploited colony called Brownsville. Bedford-Stuyvesant, a Harlem where tiny fat Jews are holding the fiery hoop and watching you burn your ass jumping through it. New York, New York, the Big Apple. Sounds through the streets, putting your mind in a state of mental paralysis. New York, New York. New York is a Brogan boot-shaped state of Madison Avenue, Negro button-downs. Hungry lost nigga souls screaming downtown for death. Semi-black obscured blackness, plastic trees and phony grass. New York is a state of mind that doesn't mind fucking up a brother.
Whoa, that was heavy. That record was socially conscious. It was politically charged. In that way, it was ahead of its time. It foreshadowed what was to come content-wise within hip-hop much later. That was The Last Poets, New York, New York. And when we listened to it, we could probably draw comparisons, pick out parts of that recording that were rap-like. That being said, I don't consider it to be the first rap song. That's like poetry or slam poetry or spoken word. It's close. It might be a forefather of rap, but I don't think we can call that the first rap song. We are getting closer to that though, I promise. First, let's jump back in time 50 years. This track is called Kansika Marin and it's by Evert Taub. Not sure I'm saying those right, you can go to chasemarch.com to read the transcript and see the correct spelling, but I'm gonna play that song for you right now. Maybe this is the first rap song.
Det var Qi Huang Ti, kung av Xin, som lät bygga den kinesiska muren och bränna alla böcker i Kina. Detta hände på Hannibals tid, innan Jesus var född. Det var kungen av Xin, Qi Huang Ti, kring alla kungariken han besegrat, lät han bygga den kinesiska muren. Muren blev 2000 kilometer lång, 6 kungariken blev 1. Det var Qi Huang Ti, kung av Xin, som blev orsak till kinesiska hostan, den svåra brandrökshostan i Kina. Hostan spreds från miljoner bål där Kinas böcker brann. Det var kungen av Xin, Qi Huang Ti, som lät bränna gula kejsardömens böcker och Shang Sa Konfucius och Laozes böcker. Kinas historia ska börja med mig, präntade Qi Huang Ti. Det var 3000 års kinesisk pränt som Qi Huang Ti lät bränna på både för att historien skulle börja med honom. Var och en som gömt någon bok blev märkt med glödgat järn. Den som blivit märkt med glödgat järn blev sänd till den kinesiska muren, fick bära sten och mura stenar på muren. Var och en som gömt undan en skrift blev slav på Chuang Tis mur. Det var kungen av Xin, Chi Huang Ti som drev ut sin egen moder ur Kina. Han tyckte att hon var för lätt på foten. Domen stred mot kanonisk rätt. Detta var oerhört. Kan tänkas att Chi Huang av sin ville stryka ut ur minnet allt förgånget för att därmed döda minnet av sin moder. För att dräpa en enda messias lät ju Herodes döda alla judebarn. Eller skall man tro om Chi Huang Ti att det för evigt liv han önskade i Kina och brände skrifterna för att besvärja tiden och sände bort sin mor för att själv bli början och byggde muren för att utestänga döden med trolleri, för det finns inget slut på muren. Gick allting ut på att stänga in och därmed stänga ut. Över liv och död i tid och rum ville Chi Huang Ti må hända regera. Hans palats hade lika många salar som året har dagar för Kinas folk, med detta en dyr symbol. Borges har sagt i en märklig skrift att skuggan av kinesiska muren är skuggan av en härskare som ville låna ut sitt rikes hävder ur historien, stryka 30 sekels odling bort från jorden, bygga upp en mur omkring sig själv mot döden, med palatsets solvarmsrum betvinga tiden, och att den idén må ändå vara estetisk, en skönhetssyn av motsättning emellan att bränna upp och utplåna från jorden en världskultur, att låta den försvinna som rök och fjun finaska i monsunen och istället bygga upp en mur kring intet och innanför den muren göra något som heter Chi Huang Ti, kung av sin. 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 Chi.
That record came out in 1958. About the construction of the Great Wall of China. According to online resources, it's a poem. However, it sounds quite rap-like, don't you think? It's set to a beat, the rhymes are spoken in a cadence, and they're on time. That being said, it's not a rap song. I know, I keep teasing you, telling you that I'm gonna play the first rap song, and I keep playing stuff that quite simply falls a little short. The songs and poems I have been playing have a lot in common with rap, but they're not rap. So what is the defining characteristic of rap music? What have all these tracks been missing? Adam Bradley writes, "Rhyme is the music MCs make with their mouths. Everyone knows rhyme when they hear it, but few stop to examine it. Rhyme is the concordance of sound. It works by establishing a habit of expectation in listeners' minds, conditioning them to identify patterns of sound, to connect words the mind instinctively recognizes as related yet distinct. All rhyme relies on the innate human impulse to recognize patterns and to anticipate what will follow. A skillfully rendered rhyme strikes a balance between expectation and novelty." End quote. I love Adam Bradley's book. It shows how artistic rap music is. It explores the poetics of it. It looks closely at the music. That's what I try to do every day. That's why I work at producing documentary hip-hop radio each and every single month here on the program. This is Know Your History, and we're just wrapping up Season 3. This is Episode 36. We've been going strong now for quite some time, and we've got big things planned in 2013 for Season 4. Today, we've been looking at the roots of rap music, been trying to identify the very first rap song. It's tougher than it looks. There are a lot of songs and poems and things like that that have a similarity to rap, but aren't considered rap. And like I said before, I don't want to put anything and label it as the first rap song if it's not tied closely to hip-hop culture. A lot of people think Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight was the first rap song, but there was a song that came out a couple months prior to that by King Tim III. He's rapping with the backing of the Fatback Band, who are a funk band, so once again, not hip-hop, but this song does have, I mean, we can say it's a rap song. Everything he's doing in it, MC-wise, is making the music with his mouth. He's got the rhymes, they're on time, it's rap. But you know what? It's not the first rap song. That being said, I'm gonna play it anyway, because I don't know if you're familiar with this, and you should be, it's part of our history. And it's important to know your history. That's the name of this program. So here it is, the second rap song to come out. The first one's really going to surprise you. We'll be back right after this. This is Chase March for Know Your History, and this is King Tim III, Personality Jock.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Just clap your hands and you stomp your feet, cause you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Tim the Third, and I am him. Just me, Fatback, and the crew, we're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the hives in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock. Slam dunk, do the jerk. Let me see your body work. To the beat, everybody. To the beat, everybody. Two, four, six, eight. Fatback, don't you hesitate.
That was King Tim III with the Fatback Band. The song is called Personality Jock, and it's often considered to be the first rap recording. It's a rap song as much as it is a funk song. It has an MC saying rhymes with a cadence, the rhymes are on time, it is hip-hop. It came out in 1979, a few months prior to Rapper's Delight. But we can actually go back another 40 years to find the first true rap song. This track originally came out in 1937. It's called The Preacher and the Bear, and it's by the Golden Gate Quartet. So here it is, quite possibly the very first rap song ever.
Oh, that old-time religion,
that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that isn't good enough for me, my Lord. That old-time religion, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Folks, I got a story what I want you to hear about, the preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a-hunting one day, 'twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
He needed that holy time of religion, for that holy time of religion, for that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered the three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, according to good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to heaven that bad.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the reverend walked he. But the reverend laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down.
He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time of Diddley Chandra, that holy time of Diddley Chandra, that holy time of Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on a disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog that's trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took 6 naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holding time of Diddley Chandra, that holding time of Diddley Chandra, that holding time of Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Cease, children, cease. The preacher made a touchdown.
That's awesome. And just in case you didn't see the parallels between that and hip-hop, Darren Jackson mashed it up with the instrumental to Rapper's Delight. And you can really see how similar the cadences are and where the rhymes are falling to what many people consider the first rap song ever. So check out this mashup from Darren Jackson. It's incredible.
That old time of Diddley Chandra, that old time of Diddley Chandra, that old time of Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me. My Lord, that old time of Diddley Chandra, that old time of Diddley Chandra, that old time of Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Folks, I got stolen, but I want you to hear about the preacher what got to fight with a man. Listen, don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice bad hares. But through the woods of returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
He needed that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that isn't good enough for me.
Fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer, while the cat's one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the hook on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den, and you delivered 3 Hebrew children from a fire furnace, and then old Jonah you delivered from the body to the whale, cause the good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, you can't help me, don't you go to heaven, that bear.
He needed that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked down the middle of the road and up to the river walked he. But the river laid his religion down and they climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morning, the old limb broke and that creek come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on the disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog was trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took 6 naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, for that holy time for Diddley Chandra, that isn't good enough for me.
Preacher made a touchdown.
Well, there you have it. The first rap song as recorded in 1937. We heard the 1941 reissue of it and then the 2005 mashup there with Rapper's Delight. Absolutely incredible. Now we need to remember that rap didn't start out as a commercially recorded music, and then when it did start in the 70s, a lot of that early rap stuff has been forgotten or it never got recorded, so we don't have something to hold on to show. But this is an incredible record by the Golden Gate Quartet called The Preacher and the Bear. It was a folk song, and apparently people used to sing it. But these creative musicians did it in the rap style in 1937. My goodness. This is Chase March. Thanks for tuning in to Know Your History. I'll see you next month with a brand new season 4 of the show in 2013. Thanks for listening. Peace.